section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
The WWE stock tumbles, does Aries turn face, and will Daniel Bryan surrender his titles? All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So the WWE stock takes a major hit. So what happened with this, Aaron?
Yeah, so this is pretty crazy, but it dropped 40%, which is huge for any company. And their stock hit an all-time high. I mean, it was in the 20s. You know, I think at one point in time it was like $25 a share.
No, it actually hit 30 at one point.
Okay, yeah. So it was even higher than that. You know, but it was in the 20s for a long time. And it had started going up earlier this year. I actually, you know, I thought that this would happen because of the WWE Network, because you're going to get a lot of subscribers in there. You had the renewals coming up for them. And what ended up happening was, their deal with NBC Universal is apparently not as good as the investors were predicting. And so they were predicting like a 2 or 3 times better deal than what they were getting. And it was like 1.5 maybe. So the stock went down 40%. Was this a surprise to you at all?
This was a surprise to me. When the rumor was that they were staying with NBC, I was just wondering how the deal is going to work properly, because it could be something as simple as that they can air the shows like the following day or right after Raw's done, which would be good. I think that would be the best thing you could do. This is one of those things that I'm upset because I really thought they were going to get a lot of money, because other sports are getting between $3 and $5 per person, basically per viewer, that's the revenue they get. WWE is only getting around like 33 cents, which is not a lot. And they're also,
but they're not sports, though. They're entertainment, you know, and so you have to, you know, it's kind of a weird category. You kind of have to put it in there with like Breaking Bad. But at the same time, you have to put it in there with like, you know, Major League Baseball. You know, you have to put in kind of both areas almost.
Yeah, it just seems like either they over predicted what was going to happen, because I remember they said at one point that there's like 80 million, I think it was 80 million like households actually watch wrestling. I thought that number was a little weird. It was something.
Yeah, no way is it 80 million. You're telling me that almost a third of the country is watching wrestling? Really?
Yeah.
Like, really?
That's why I didn't believe it when they first said that. I thought, oh, great, they're over predicting this. But the network itself has actually done pretty decent. I think it's actually decent. But the fact that no, there's nothing going on about the new deal. If they said like, hey, once Raw is done, it's on the network, you can watch it, you know, or even if they said that the following day you can watch Raw, that I understand. That's probably why they took a hit on the deal. Long term, it actually may be good, because the deal's I think they said under 5 years is what they re-up for. Now, the one thing I thought was interesting is that with USA, let's say they're running their normal program, they would actually take a huge hit if they actually did not have the WWE at that time slot. They would actually go down, I think they said, to like 17th place, opposed to being, I think it's like 3rd or 4th place. And that's a huge, that's money that they can't go to advertisers and say, hey, you know, we're ranked this number, so
They're not going to be able to, because, you know, of course, you have Monday Night Football. That's going to happen 16 times out of the year. You know, so basically a quarter of the year or so, you're going to be very low, you know, pretty much because of sports. And so you have to have something that can be on there at all times that's not going on during football season. And wrestling, you know, is 52 weeks a year. You know, I mean, every single day, you know, they're going to have something on there, so that you have guaranteed programming that diehard fans will always tune into. And I think that, you know, probably what ended up happening was, you know, when the deal came about, you know, WWE, I think that they blinked. And I think that's what happened in order for them to get shortchanged a little bit. Because I actually think that they probably aren't getting as much as they should. Now, I think the more interesting piece here, though, is that Vince had so much stock with WWE that he lost an estimated $350 million. What is your take on that?
That is just a wow. Like, that's how much money he lost. To me, that's, you know, maybe to him it's not that big of a deal. But to me, if I lost that much money, I would start freaking out. I would think, wait, who took the money from me? I'd want to figure out what's going on. I believe that it's more planning. I think that the plan of the network was not done very well. In fact, even now, the Xbox 360 app still has problems. That tells you anything.
Well, they had issues with the rollout. The content is king. Does mm-hmm. not matter what it is. Content is always king. And the content for the WWE Network is very good. And they're rolling even more stuff out, you know, slowly but surely. The downside is, you know, my TV had a WWE app that they mysteriously pulled because it wasn't ready. The Xbox 360 doesn't work very well. And there's a lot of other things that it's not on or that it doesn't work well. And not everybody wants to watch it on their computer. Think of, like, I don't know, like our parents. Like, let's just say they wanted the WWE Network. How are they going to watch it? They're going to watch it only on their phone. That's the only way that they can watch it. They can't watch it on their TV. They can't watch it on their Chromecast. There's a myriad of other boxes that they cannot watch it on. So, Andy, I do want to ask you, though. There is the biggest news of the week, which is your sinful pleasure, your guilty pleasure.
Oh, jeez.
Total Divas is renewed for a third season. Why is this big news?
I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
No, I because the show is so bad and so scripted now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was before, but it seems that they start planning storylines, like the whole thing with was it Nikki Bella was originally married at one point and then she got divorced. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about that a long time ago. I think it was even on her Wikipedia page. I was like, okay, what's the big deal? And then the fact that the season finale or whatever, that's going to be focused on the Daniel Bryan getting married and the fact that John Cena just found out that she was married once. Mm-hmm. Come on. It's so bad.
Here's why it's important.
Okay.
Does your wife watch the show?
Sometimes.
Okay. So she actually watches it sometimes, right? My wife actually enjoys it. She's not a wrestling fan, and she is, I think, a little upset that she knows who, like, Randy Orton is, you know, because most people don't. And she loves the show. She absolutely loves the show. It is a guilty pleasure for her. And it is something that's going to get women interested in a WWE product who will not watch a WWE show. They will not watch Raw. This is not going to give them, you know, any cross promotion. People who watch that show are probably not also going to watch Raw, but it's going to get somebody interested in the WWE product. And so that's something that's going to get more eyes on that. You know, they made movies, remember, you know, horrible, horrible movies. Some people watched them. Some people enjoyed them. This is kind of a different avenue. It's an entertainment avenue for them. So business wise, it actually does make really good sense.
Well, are you excited about the new cast member?
So anyway, Andy, WWE program this week. Let's talk about Daniel Bryan.
Yes. He was actually asked to surrender his title, but he's not doing it. He didn't do it this week. They're asking for him to come to Raw on this Monday to surrender both titles.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. He just had neck surgery. It looks like it was nothing major. They've been very quiet about it. And the only thing that some people have got is that it's not that bad, but he's going to have to change some of his wrestling moves. That's about it.
There's a lot of information in the dirt sheets that I think is incorrect. I'm reading a lot of things that are saying, oh, he'll be back for SummerSlam. You know, that's the earliest we'll see him back. I kind of have a feeling we're going to see him back earlier. I have a feeling that we'll see him. He won't be at Payback. You know, let's just, you know, get that out of the way. He won't be at Payback. But he might be at Money in the Bank. I could see him potentially being and having a match at Money in the Bank. And I think that there could be something that they go down where they, you know, let some false information out saying, you know what, oh, it's so bad, it's going to be 8 weeks, you know, minimum for recovery. And this might have been an easy procedure that's only going to be 4 weeks before he can actually get back into the ring.
Well, some people were also stating that he could be actually wrestling as early as Monday. Because the
maybe not wrestling, but maybe taking, you know, a couple
he could probably
bumps.
Take a small bump here and there, but you know, I think you basically want to be cautious about this because he's still over. That's the one thing that some people say, oh, he's not that over. But the other thing is that he is, because people were upset that they didn't get to see Daniel Bryan on this tour because they're over in Europe. People were upset because they want to see
him. Of course, yeah.
But, I don't think they're going to strip him, though. I think that will happen.
Do you think that that would be a smart move to strip him?
If he can't come back and tell Money in the Bank, you got to keep it on him.
What about SummerSlam? Let's just say he cannot wrestle until SummerSlam. He can't really take bumps. Do you think it'd be smart for them to take the title off of him?
You have to then. At that time, you have to take the title off him.
I agree. I think that if he's going to be out that long, if you really want that title to be worth something, that's what you have to do. You have to take it off of him, put it on somebody else, and then have the build up back again. He doesn't have to win the title, but you could have a build up, you know, where he tries to get it. I think that's honestly their only move. If he's out that long, if it's Money in the Bank, I think that you could potentially get by with focusing in on the IC title, the US title, and Shield and Evolution. And I think that would be a potential for him. But as it stands right now, you know, we're going to see what happens this Monday, and that's going to give us a clearer glimpse into the future. Andy Cesaro, we got to talk about, you know, his match on Raw and, you know, the ovation that he got. What did you think?
Oh, everyone loved him. He is so popular over there, and it shows. A lot of those people who have seen him wrestle at the indie shows there, and they're excited to see him in that stage now with the WWE. I mean, they sold out the show, but the thing is, people were just – they were going nuts for him. That's the only way I can explain it. They just went nuts for Cesaro. I'm still in shock about it. He had a really good match against Sheamus, Sheamus got booed, but also, do you notice during that match they started chanting JBL, Mike, or they started? I think it was Michael Cole, JBL, and then I can't remember who else they chanted. But I thought that was really interesting that they did that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happy that Cesaro's getting people need to praise him more. I think he's still very underrated. So you know, I'm glad to see that he went overseas and people cheered him because.
I got to ask you this, because he is playing the role. I mean, he's got a heel manager and he's not really doing too many heel tactics, I don't feel, but he is doing, you know, a couple. I mean, do you leave him this shade of gray, or do you make him a full fledged face or a full fledged heel? What would you do?
You don't change him. You just keep what he's doing. Just keep on keeping on with the gimmick, because like you said, he's wrestling. He's not cheating, which is, you know, that's a heel thing. But I think people now respect more wrestlers that actually can wrestle, because if there's if you take certain wrestlers that just don't care, they notice that. And I think more and more wrestling fans are getting smarter about simple things. Granted.
And Cesaro is definitely like a rising star. I mean, he's somebody who's going to be, you know, huge, you know, in the next few years. And it's actually kind of cool to see the rise. And the match he had with Sheamus was really good. They're giving the U.S. title some love. They're also giving the IC title some love. In fact, this on Raw, they focused, of course, on the Beat the Clock challenge. Do you like Beat the Clock challenges?
I don't know. I'm kind of impartial. I think
you're impartial. You mean you're indifferent.
I'm indifferent. Whatever. But when they do these, to me, I thought it was like, OK, that's interesting. They haven't done it in a while, so that's fine. But I just don't like them. These are one of those matches that I just could care less about. I did like the fact that the crowd was upset that Dolph Ziggler did not win. And they booed RVD.
Yeah. And Dolph Ziggler, I mean, he was getting a lot of love. I was very surprised that they had him go up against Mark Henry. And, you know, I thought that maybe they would have him go up against somebody that, you know, was more his speed, you know, more his size. Mark Henry is just kind of a interesting choice, I thought.
But he seems to be popular overseas, though. Every time he goes on the tour, it seems like everyone's cheering for him. Even when he was a heel, they were still cheering for him. And I can't figure that part out. I just don't get it. But
I think that the European crowds are very smarky. You know, I think that it's kind of like going to a Philly or a Chicago. I think that it's very smarky crowds, and they know what's going on. you know, I think that so RVD wins. He's going to take on Wade Barrett, you know, Bad News Barrett at Payback. And, you know, they're actually giving the IC title a lot of love. Is this a good opportunity here to take the title off Barrett, or do you keep it on him?
No, you got to keep the title on Barrett. The other thing they should do now is that in between Payback and Money in the Bank, they should give the U.S. title some love. Feature those titles more. Let them know that they're worth something. One thing that actually is beginning to upset, speaking of titles, is the fact that I think the Usos, even though they're over, I think they're actually losing their steam because they're hanging out with John Cena.
Well, I mean, that's what you do with Cena. Like, you just find something to do with them. You know, and we've purposefully, I don't think we've talked about him and the Wyatts for like four episodes now. And we purposefully not done that because for Cena, this is one of those feuds for him that they just throw it and, you know, something that he cannot possibly overcome. And he overcomes it, of course. And, you know, we knew that he was going to lose at Extreme Rules. And now he's putting a last man standing match. Are you serious? Like, you really think that John Cena is going to lose a last man standing match? I can almost guarantee you that John Cena is going to win.
Well,
almost
of guarantee. Course he's going to win. I'm just, you know, I was thinking about something about the whole thing with the Wyatts. Wouldn't it be interesting if they did sign Kevin Steen and he got put in there as well? And then you had.
No. Like, do not ruin him.
Then you have Bray Wyatt and Kevin Steen going back and forth. Two guys who are awesome. By the way, Bray Wyatt, I believe that when he was Husky Harris, I think he sucked. He just sucked on the mic.
Absolutely.
Now he just
sucked in general.
He might be in the top three on the mic right now in the company. His delivery is perfect. And also the one thing. If you notice, because wrestlers are so used to pausing, and now everyone yells what, the crowd would actually start saying what, and he wasn't done yet, and there's so I thought that was interesting that he plays with that.
I just want him to get out of the Cena feud. I want him to get with somebody else. I don't care who, but just find somebody interesting to put him with that makes for a good storyline. Honestly, I really hate even watching the John Cena and Wyatt segments because. You know what's going to happen. And Cena needs to get put with somebody else that's going to be more of a moneymaker. Because for me, Cena Wyatt is not a moneymaker.
But do you think if the Shield went against them, against the Wyatts, do you think that would actually?
Yeah, I mean, they did it already, so I doubt it.
All right. Well, let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off The Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. So, Impact Wrestling, before we get into it, I actually have some questions for you. So CBS is going to be broadcasting some NFL games. They're going to do 8 of them. So it's not going to be on the NFL Network on Thursday nights.
On Thursday nights, okay.
Right. So they're going to do the first 8 on CBS.
Oh, I did not know that.
Okay. I just found out about it today, actually. So that was announced. If Spike is owned by CBS, if TNA stays, do you think that they're going to have to change to a different night? Because this is just going to kill them. Because the fact that it's going to be on CBS, people are going to then watch it because some people don't have the NFL Network. Now that they get to watch the first 8, hey, I believe that Impact will take a huge hit.
You know, I think that it'll take a hit because it's on a network channel. And so depending on the matchup will depend on whether or not people are going to watch that more. Because, look, let's be honest here. You know, if you get a team like the Dolphins against the Browns, more than likely, you're probably not going to want to watch that game. You're probably not going to want to. All right. But if you get a, you know, more marquee team, you know, bigger team, you look at like the Patriots or like the Seattle Seahawks. Those are two really big teams. That's a game that you would want to see. And so it's going to depend on the game. It really is. You know, depending on the market, obviously, too. So
also, do you believe that everyone wants TNA to fail?
I think a lot of people do. I think You know, it's funny, on some forums, there's a questioner I saw that was posed. What would it take for you to watch TNA? And you had a couple people say, I watch it now, and I also watch WWE. What's wrong with that? And then you have people say, oh, I would never watch it. It's so stupid. And it's like, you know that it's not like going to a restaurant and they say, do you want Coke or Pepsi? You know, where you have to choose. It's a wrestling show. If you're a wrestling fan, you're probably going to watch whatever wrestling is available. And especially if it's on different nights, you know, back in the day with WWE and WCW, you had to choose. You had to choose. Now you don't, you know, and especially with DVRs, you don't have to choose anyway. Instead, you want to focus on what is good. And TNA has some good things. Recently, not so much, which kind of leads me into what they're doing right now, which is Bobby Lashley, Kenny King, and MVP apparently formed a stable. We saw this at the end of Impact last week. They're doing it this week, and they attack the Wolves. Why?
Honestly, this is the thing. That's why I'm wondering, why does everyone want them to fail? I believe that it's booking. This is all a booking issue. I believe that they're like, all right, we got to tape like 8 shows or whatever it is. Let's just start throwing stuff on the board, and whatever thing you come up with, that's what we're going to do. It's almost like there's no like plan. It's like, we'll do this match and this match. Austin Aries will turn face, then heel, then face, and then you don't know anymore. We're not going to use Austin Aries for like 2 months and then bring him back.
Yeah, well, and so obviously, like what I just said, right? You know, that it's kind of weird because you have those three together. They attack the Wolves, who they've really been making a very big team. And, you know, I assume that they're going to get some, you know, the Wolves will get their win back maybe like next week or the week after. But what was interesting, so you just mentioned Austin Aries, who turned heel. Then he was gone for like 2 months, and then he came back for like a week, and then he's been gone. Well, he comes back this week, and he makes a save for EY from getting beat down. And he then beats MVP by disqualification. He was just a heel, and MVP was the face, and now you're doing a switcheroo on us? Like, booking-wise makes no sense. And on top of it, if you're like trying to follow this storyline-wise, you'd be like, wait, 3 weeks ago he was a heel, and MVP was a face. Wait, who's who? Like, you're not fleshing out the characters. You're not making any sense on this.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing with Kazarian. You know, 1 week he was heel, the next week he was face, and he was heel. And then it's like, we don't know what we're going to do with you. So just pick face or heel. I feel bad for Austin Aries in this case because he's turned into, I think he's better as a wrestler now than what he was, you know, 5 years ago, hands down, a lot better.
He's still in his prime. That's the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing stuff with him that doesn't make any sense. And having a match against MVP on free TV, having him turn face like that, what are they going to do with him? What feud are they going to put him in? Who are they going to have him go up against and have him overcome, or have that person overcome him? Who are they going to try to make money with? Because right now, I don't understand. I really don't. And I don't know if he has a good dance partner right now either. You know, he has a very interesting size, and, you know, cause he's like 5'9". And so you can't put him up against somebody who is, you know, like 6'2", you know, you got to put him against somebody who's like closer in his height. That's why like him versus AJ Styles was like a dream match. I loved watching them wrestle. It was amazing, but you got to find somebody now who's a heel that you can put him up against. Maybe Kenny King, maybe.
Yeah,
he's a pretty big guy.
I think him and Kenny King, they could do something. Unless Kenny King's, you know, doing his part-time job.
So the other thing too, Andy, Willow, he beat Magnus again. We had talked about last week. Willow beat Magnus and Bram. So they're going to do Willow Magnus at the pay-per-view, I think?
I think so. By the way, Bram, I figured out who he was. He was actually a part of the Ascension in NXT. And he got a DUI or something like that. He got arrested, and because of that, they fired him because he was also not improving. He was kind of stale, and the only reason that he was decent was because of the Ascension.
Either way, though, can you explain this booking to me?
I believe that they're like, you know what? Let's just have you guys wrestle, and we'll figure out the pay per view later. Instead of having your short term. And your long term, and with the short term, you can do weird feuds, but you can't have someone big like Magnus go against someone big like Jeff Hardy or Willow, whatever you want to call him. By the way,
well, you can't do that on free TV and then say we're also doing it at the pay-per-view and then say give us money, give us your $40 so that way you can see this match.
Do you think the fact that the WWE Network is actually having their pay-per-views that they're free with the network, do you believe that it actually will long-term hurt TNA? Because people,
absolutely.
Because right now I didn't want to buy the pay-per-view and their last pay-per-view, and then I know that there's one coming up here. I don't want to buy it because, well, I pay $10 a month and I get to see the WWE pay-per-views.
Well, I think if you look at it from this point of view, let's say you're going to buy a pay-per-view every single month. Doesn't matter. You have that in your budget. You say, I got $40 ready to go. And you look at, let's say, the WWE card and you go, you know what? Not feeling it. You know, like Survivor Series last year. Horrible card. And you're like, I'm not going to pay money to watch this. Like, I have no interest in it. Well, you know what? TNA comes up and you're like, you know what? That card looks pretty good. I'm going to drop some money on it. WWE has you locked in for 6 months now at $10. You know what? Payback? Probably not going to be that good of a card. Probably not.
No, because they've only announced like 3 matches.
Guess what? It's $10. Or right. Guess what? You already paid for it. You already paid for the network. So, of course, you're going to watch it. And in some way, you don't even have to watch it live. You could watch it an hour after, you know, like you could at like, you know, an hour after it starts, you can turn it on and go, you know what? I'm not really interested in this match. Boop, 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 boop. And just, you know, fast forward it. That's what's amazing about it, is that you have that ability now. In fact, actually, I might do that this time. I might like wait. I might wait an hour and then start watching it to maximize my time, so that way I can like, fast forward through all the vignettes. Oh, you know?
You want to wait until 9 o'clock so you can watch Total Divas and fast forward to the pay per view till 9:45.
So Lashley defeats EY in a non-title match.
Yes.
Bobby Lashley, I mean, he looks like he could rip EY in half.
Yeah, the fact that they went against each other. You know, I believe the fact that since EY is the champion, as much as he deserves it, put it on him for 2 weeks and then take it off him. Because realistically, I believe that the fact that he's a small champion and he was never really pushed like Daniel Bryan was, I believe it's actually hurt him. So with Lashley,
would you have MVP win at the pay-per-view?
Good question. Wow.
Because I would. In a
you'd have to. You'd almost have to have MVP win. Because
Win because you have a marquee player, you have somebody who has a name, you have somebody that you can really show off, and you know what? I think MVP would be a better TNA champion.
And you could have EY go through Bound for Glory.
Yeah.
And he could win it and then go against MVP again. That would be interesting. Who knows what they're going to do? I believe that TNA doesn't even know. Right now, they've already taped all the shows up to the pay-per-view. They probably don't even know what they're going to do.
I, you know what? I bet that they're going, hey, do you think we're going to be around at Bound for Glory?
Well, they don't have any place to go right now, the way it sounds. and then the fact that workers are behind, you know, paid behind, and they just actually lost their audio engineer. He's been mm-hmm. with them for 8 years. He just quit. I think with a lot of people quitting like that, I think there's some writing on the wall showing that the company is in dire straits. But anyways,
you know, I think that they might be. And I think it's really sad because they have such talented workers. They have such potential. And I think that if they go down, it's going to be really bad for wrestling in general, because you know what? You're going to really only have one real place to go, and that's going to be WWE.
And that's, yeah, or the indie scene, because Ring of Honor can only take so many people. And I think Ring of Honor's roster right now is pretty solid.
I believe.
I think with, you know, Chris Hero, AJ Styles, and Kevin Steen right now, I think they're the top three. I mean, Adam Cole, too. But I believe those are the top three guys, and Adam Cole is just right underneath there. But the fact that I believe that Steen is leaving, I think he is going to the WWE. I'm happy for him doing that, but, you know, it will hurt Ring of Honor, unfortunately. But yeah, they can get someone else. They can call it Hernandez because, you know, his contract didn't get renewed. Or they can call Chris Sabin, or a bad influence is going to Ring of Honor. I think they announced it a while ago, but
yeah.
I don't know. By the way, we need to talk about CM Punk. The news for CM Punk.
Oh my God. Are we still talking? I don't want to talk about him unless there's actual news.
He's getting married.
There is no news. There's no news. Okay.
But he's getting married to AJ Lee next month.
Is he married?
Not yet.
No.
But here's the other thing. But he's won the Stanley Cup 18 times playing NHL 94.
So let's go ahead and end the show.
So what we should do is let him know about NHL 2003 for the GameCube.
I don't give a crap about CM Punk right now.
All right. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.